AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two Western officials say Iran might accept new constraints to its uranium enrichment program at nuclear talks, but it's pushing back on how long it must accept those constraints. Secretary of State John Kerry and others remain at the negotiations going on in Switzerland ahead of Tuesday's deadline for a framework agreement. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says she remains upbeat about cutting a bill.
You're always optimists, otherwise we wouldn't be here. And I've said we have never been so close in the last weeks. I think we've made substantial progress.
The officials say monitoring is one of several remaining problems, with Iran balking at the idea of making inspections in other ways to make sure there's no cheating as intrusive as possible. Egypt's president says Arab leaders have agreed to the principle of creating a 40,000-troop joint Arab military force in the face of the challenges facing the region. The proposal emerging on the last day of their summit in Egypt. Already, a Saudi-led coalition is staging airstrikes against positions of Shiite rebels in Yemen and their allies. Three of seven college-age people shot at a spring break party in Panama City Beach, Florida, are in critical condition. Bay County Sheriff spokeswoman Ruth Gurley says a 22-year-old man from Mobile, Alabama, opened fire early yesterday morning during a party at a home being rented by spring breakers.
While attending this party, David Jamichael Daniels apparently took out a handgun, 40 caliber handgun, and began shooting people, some of them being struck multiple times.
Daniels is charged with seven counts of attempted murder. On to the final four for still unbeaten Kentucky, now 38-0, and Wisconsin after their Elite Eight victories over Notre Dame and Arizona. Other two slots will be filled today as Louisville takes on Michigan State and Duke plays Gonzaga. This is AP Radio News. Minnesota turkey farmers are wary as a deadly bird flu virus has shown up among their flocks. Jackie Quinn has more.
Minnesota is the nation's top state for turkey meat production. Now a third farm has been infected with the avian influenza. This one in Stearns County in central Minnesota. Many turkeys had already died, and the rest of the 39,000 will be destroyed. Although health officials say the H5N2 virus poses no threat to the general public, farm workers who had contact with the infected birds will be monitored. I'm Jackie Quinn.
It's Palm Sunday, start of Holy Week for Christians around the world. Crowds made their way to Jerusalem's Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional site of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, many of them waving palm fronds. They also gathered in the Nativity Church in Bethlehem. Pope Francis led services in St. Peter's Square. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.